You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Vicentian family is celebrating the 400th anniversary of its charism of service on behalf of the poor with a four-day international symposium that is taking place in Rome and that will include an audience with Pope Francis. The year 1617 was decisive with regards to Vincent St. Paul's vocation, as he became aware of the spiritual abandonment of the poor and then experienced the material poverty and misery of his parishioners, events that transformed him into the saint of charity. Since then, the followers of Vincent de Paul, the members of the Vicentian family, have dedicated themselves to service on behalf of the poor. Today, the Vicentian family is composed of some 225 branches. It is present in more than 80 countries on all five continents. Vincentians are engaged in various ministries in which they care for homeless people, for refugees, for abandoned children, and for single mothers. The Superior General of the congregation has encouraged members of the Vicentian family to celebrate this year through participation in four common projects: the pilgrimage of the Relic of the Heart of St. Vincent, participation in a project to end homelessness throughout the world, the International Symposium, and an international film festival and competition focusing on the life of St. Vincent de Paul. Father Joe Agostino, coordinator of the symposium, spoke to Vatican Radio about the event.
As you gather in Rome for the Vincentian gathering, what kinds of poverty do you face in the world today?
This gathering celebrates the 400th anniversary of the birth of the Vincentian charism. And to mark that anniversary, we as an international family made the decision that we wanted to focus our efforts collaboratively in the fight against homelessness. So our hope through this symposium is to galvanize the entire family, and we're talking about over 2 million people, to work together to combat this problem which plagues us internationally.
And in terms of the new challenges faced, when thinking of particularly asylum seekers and refugees coming from all different parts of the world into different countries, what are the challenges that your organization faces with those issues?
Well, that particular form of homelessness, we're looking at the need to create a whole network of services to help support the migrants and refugees with not necessarily welcoming political realities in the countries that they found themselves in. We have the whole questions of acculturation. We have the questions around permanency, questions around education and vocational development that will help them fit into a new societal structure. So the challenges are tremendous and many.
And what do you hope that this week will give the organization, give the Vincentian family, in terms of a boost for its work across the world?
Well, for one thing, it's the announcement to the entire family and to the world in general that we are beginning to walk in this new direction. And our hope is that it would create a lot of energy from many different sectors and also with a number of our collaborators internationally to join hands with us in this fight against homelessness. So it's really the hoping that with this announcement, there will be a tremendous amount of energy created around this question that will help truly make a difference in this area.
That was Father Joe Agostino speaking there to Richard Marsden.